item do you have today?
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Mom,
we're going
one
live.
One of the things that started everything
we're going live now. And welcome back. We have Dr. Betty Martini, aspartame warrior against aspartame and toxic sweeteners. They call the sweetness of death, and the unbelievable crime that it's been doing to the population. We have hospitalist Dr. Joe Elid. Dr. Betty, this is September. It's Aspartame Awareness Month. We're halfway through the month now. It's Friday the 13th, and if you don't have triskaidekaphobia, which I don't, I was actually supposed to be a Friday the 13th baby, and I was late, as usual. And I literally was near death, once dead, actually, on birth date, 12:05 a.m. on February the 15th, 1952. So I'm still here. The Lord's had to resurrect me four times to keep me back here causing problems, because one of the things when he created me, and one of my jokes I put out is, I don't have a shut-up gene, so I'm going to ask questions and try to get the truth out and help people like yourself be warriors, support you in getting on every social media platform as well as YouTube and our radio.co station, because we have to get the truth out. It looks like the European Food Safety Authority may actually work toward banning aspartame. I have a feeling that the days and years of toxic sweeteners is coming to an end. Tell us the latest about Aspartame Awareness Month. How are we doing in terms of the battlefield?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing to go back to the beginning to know how it first started working. And that was when I lectured for the World Environmental Conference back in, 1995. Didn't think anything too much about it at the time. The lady at Dr. Clarice Gaylord happened to mention that that we had an epidemic of MS and lupus and couldn't identify the toxin. And I stood up and I said, I'm Betty Martini, and I'm here to lecture on MS and lupus and identify that toxin as aspartame.
Right.
Well, and actually, when everybody went to their rooms to lecture, I seem to have got most of them. And as I began to read out the FDA report, people would say, I've got it. And we were noticing that people were writing about having these things that we noticing were happening because of aspartame. As the time went on, all of a sudden the reports started coming back. This had been 4 years ago, but they started coming back with a different name, a different title, a very radical title, and people had all these symptoms. Well, immediately industry got out there and said, it's a hoax, don't believe it. But when they did it, a lot of people who were in wheelchairs and who were blind and who couldn't do anything much and were completely disabled decided, well, it couldn't hurt, let me try, I'll get off of it. All of a sudden, people started getting walking out of wheelchairs. The blind could see. People with fibromyalgia, this new disease, began to walk again. And this went on every 2 minutes for years. And, in fact, I still don't have call interruption, as I call it, on my phone, because you couldn't get a line, and we had to put a line in just to talk to people. And it was coming in, it went viral all over the world, showing you just how many people were having all these problems, and in all the countries, and sometimes we couldn't even understand the languages. So as the time went on, other operations, when they got, other people that got well, started their own operations. You know, first came Romania, then came Australia, you know, then came New Zealand, and all of a sudden they began to tell other people. And finally, you know, and I talked to Dr. Roberts, who wrote the medical text. In fact, I told him to write it. I said, do we seem to have, you know, a mass poisoning of the entire world here? He said, yes, we do.
Right.
He said, we absolutely do. They have mass poisoned the world. And so as we started around the world, more and more people got off, more and more people got well. And this was the beginning of it. And to this day, they still call it a hoax, except for those that got well, and they began more and more operations.
You mean to say that it was a hoax that aspartame's a toxin?
Yeah, in other words, that they were saying that aspartame is a hoax. It's perfectly well, and don't even worry about it. It just happens to be a coincidence. And as these things happen, we begin to tell people, take the 60-day no aspartame test. In fact, I think that's where Dr. Roberts got it in his book. And as people began to do that, by the end of 60 days, people were just walking away. And finally, one day, I got a call from Corey Brackett, and she said, you know, I was in a wheelchair for years. I couldn't walk and I couldn't talk. And I had the largest lesion ever seen in an MS victim. And
you meant lesion in her brain on an MRI scan, me.
Yeah. Anyway, as it happened, she finally said, you know, what we need is a movie about this. I said, well, tell me about it. She said, well, honey, I own a film company, and now I'm on my way to your house.
Right.
And not only did she come in smiling, but she came in walking, she came in talking, and she began to go around the country to see other people and to visit all other world experts like Dr. H.J. Roberts and Dr. Walton and just many people. In fact, you can see it free on YouTube, While Science Sleeps, Science Sleeps, A Sweetener Kills, which is actually Dr. Monty's book, but the movie that she made was Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and they're both equally as
bad.
But
you can actually go to YouTube and find that, too. It's available on YouTube, isn't it?
That's right, and you can see it, and you can listen to the doctors, and you can listen to James Turner, who is the attorney that tried to prevent it, and the famed Dr. John Olney, who is explaining the whole thing as to how it got on the market, or nobody would have ever known.
Right, of course, that's why we have a shadow of Rumsfeld with a picture of a girl drinking a cola, and it's called Diet. Instead of D-I-E-T, we've taken the T off, and it shows a girl with a spiral on the side of the thing, and she looks like she's dying, but she's drinking Diet Cola, and in the background is kind of a shadow like a ghost of Donald Rumsfeld, who got the tickets and actually managed to shove it through. So we call it Rumsfeld disease. What do you think?
Yeah, well, not Rumsfeld's plague is exactly what it is, and in every opportunity since that time, things had happened, such as a woman who owned Return to Eden, which was an organic food store and health food store. And she said, why don't you let me help you? And I said, well, what are you going to do? She said, just give me 16 of the worst articles that you've got, people that have died, how it originally, you know, was a biochemical warfare weapon. All these terrible things that go back, you know, that can be proven and put on paper. And I said, sure. Well, she made hundreds of thousands of these. She gave them away free. About 2,000 people went through her store every day. And then people started coming back, and they started getting loads of them, because many people had been going to doctors for years and years, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with these people. And about 60 days later, I got a call from Wendy, and she said, you are not going to believe what's going on down here. I said, you don't have to tell me. I said my address and information's not in that brochure. I said, but I opened the door this morning and a woman fell into my arms and said, I was blind and now I can see. Well, Dr. Rayford, who owned the Atlanta Eye Hospital back then when he was alive, it said if vision's in the wet stage, it will come back. So you can imagine how these people just, you know, that were blind walking down the street all of a sudden woke up and could see again.
Right.
And people that had the horrible pain from fibromyalgia, and also it was causing sudden cardiac death, and they had all kinds of cardiac problems. And so all these things were happening, and all of a sudden they woke up well. In fact, the article I wrote about it was, and they woke up well. None of these people could understand how people that had been sick for years all of a sudden wake up. And there was no way in the world for anyone to convince someone that that aspartame was safe. And so guess what? Monsanto could not put out the fire, and so the NutraSweet company.
No,
but that's how strong it was, and it continued to go from there.
Let me mention a couple of things. Firstly, Betty, one of the problems I see is that all of the evidence, you have literally a mountain of evidence. If this was evidence, it would be like Scrooge McDuck's money pit. The problem is, despite that, it's not shut down. Plus, we have proliferation of Splenda, which is an optical isomer sugar with chlorine. We've got Adventame. We've got azacylfam. We've got sodium cyclamate. All these other toxins would even cause a recall phenomena. And all of them are neurotoxins, genotoxins, and abortifacients. And the fact that it's continuing to proceed worldwide, despite the evidence, and again, it looks like the Europeans may be the first to actually kind of ban at least some of these things. But to me, it's very bizarre that with the amount of evidence out there that this is in any way allowed to enter the human food source of the populations of the Earth. It's disgusting. And the medical doctors, by the way, the medical doctors are untrained. Hey. If I was going to give a basic list of investigations for someone with, let's say, MS or a polytoxicity condition, I'd have them send their lab to Dr. William Shaw at Overland Park, Kansas. I can measure aspartame and toxins like formaldehyde and methyl alcohol. I'm working on a lab test with Immunosciences or other labs, which I'll soon have, that can measure human serum albumin antibody tests against aspartame, just like we did with trimethyl anhydride and toluene diisocyanate and formaldehyde back in the early 1980s with Dr. Chung and Vujadani at UCLA. So it's a very easy thing to do. Just that when I talked to Chung, Dr. Vujadani a year and a half ago in Las Vegas at the A4M conference, he said, well, it'd be expensive to set up. Of course, he's worried about the setup costs of doing the test, although it's possible. He said it's very easy to do. We did it almost 40 years ago, so we could do it again. When you show that, you can actually detox people with not only the detox protocol, which I have for aspartame, which I'm going to post up a video on, but we also can use harmonic resonant frequencies to help the body detox from aspartame. And it decays to diketopiperazine, which is a jet fuel additive, formaldehyde, and even sneakier is methyl alcohol, because methyl alcohol will bioconvert in the body, and that's why it can formaldehyde the brain. Now, if you put in formaldehyde, it actually is so powerful it'll just grab your stomach or other parts of your gut and your liver, and it won't get to actually formaldehyde the brain, but methanol will. And what people don't understand is a lot of these people are developing serious problems, but doctors are not trained on functional medicine, integrative pathology, intermediate metabolism, stealth infectious disease, or not only immunotoxicology, quantum biophysics, or the idea that we call integrative pathology, which is pathology for the living. And so doctors are vilely ignorant. I think, honestly, medical doctors should have 3 more years of training and have to defend a medical PhD before they can graduate. I honestly think that doctors are basically MDSs. They're not MDs. They're medical drug salesmen. Yeah, they learn how to do procedures like an arterial cut down or a surgical procedure or whatever. But to be honest with you, most doctors cannot problem solve. And we have one who can, which is we're going to talk to in the next segment, Dr. Elid. And what he's discovering is probably putting him in a state of shock. We're going to talk about that because you have to understand out there, if you're a health professional or a nurse or doctor or naturopath or chiro, A lot of stuff is staring you right in the face, like Dr. Betty says. She's a big genius at this, and we have to do something about it. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And we have one here from Dr. Elid. You're a young doctor. When you're exposed to all of this stuff and you're a bright gentleman, you probably were in a state of shock when you start realizing and recognizing syndromes. You don't need a double-blind placebo-controlled trial to realize that people are showing up because you're an internal medicine doc that actually works as a hospitalist, and realizing that people are being toxically exposed, and a lot of their illness is actually due to their lifestyle, eating toxic sweeteners of death, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to summarize it.
Yeah.
And the drugs.
So tell me a little bit about your feeling of this month, though. I really want people to do pro-litigant action, not just kind of notify their politicians. I want people to go and get that course, which you have at the bottom of our shop by products list, how to win in court. We'll bring on probably Dr. Fred Graves next week to talk about how to get the course. If you go to our link, you can get it for around $250. It gives you a 24-hour audio and video course. It gives you training and extra emails and instructions on how to become a pro se litigant expert. I think people should file lawsuits against the drink companies that are using aspartame and other toxic sweeteners like azacitidine. And we need to actually just realize there's literally not three boxes, but four boxes. There's the pro se litigant, we call box, or the legal box. There's the voting box, and there's the cartridge box. The problem is, a lot of people are very frustrated because they notify and put articles to the letters to the editor, or go and put blogs out. But it has basically, considering what all the evidence we have, had very little effect in either the medical profession training them up how to recognize the syndromes, or number two, intervening by actually getting these out of the marketplace. To me, it's bizarre. And part of it is the lack of training. It's also the lack of guts on the part of the health professions and the corruption of the politicians that are supporting big pharma and big, Medica, basically trying to treat conditions that are really basically due to a toxic food. It's very bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things in place that also work against the transmission of information. I think if anything ever appears like a conspiracy or some synonym of that word, I think people are conditioned in our society to automatically just shut down, and that cognitive dissonance sets in, and you're talking about something that's a little bit kooky and I don't want to listen to you. But I think if we approach our patients with a good heart and we make eye contact and we sit down with them and we talk with them and we explain to them that there has been research about this and that we tell them that we are concerned for their health because they're consuming X amount of diet soda, for example, I think we can get through to a lot of people from a grassroots perspective. So I think I agree with you, Bill. The medical training needs to be supplemented in some way, and I think that can be a grassroots thing too, just recruiting medical schools, in a sense, to adopt this program. But we have to be able to convince people of this first.
Because I see it partway into Switzerland, for example. You can't graduate in Switzerland unless you do actually defend a medical PhD. Do you know that? And you can't even go into dentistry unless you practice 5 years in general medicine or into specialty care. So doctors may be a little older, but they're wiser. Now, the problem I see is we are training doctors to be medical drug salesmen. For example, we had a question in the first hour about a gentleman who, within less than a week of taking an HMG chorio reductase inhibitor, Lipitor, he stopped having erections. Duh, that's standard procedure. You want to say bye-bye to Mr. Hard penile erections in the morning? Start taking something that lowers LDL cholesterol, which you need in order to make testosterone. And the same thing goes if you're taking toxins and you wonder why the blood-brain barrier breaks down.
And the lipid panel is outdated, is it not?
Right. Now, the problem is if you take toxins that break down the blood-brain barrier, we wonder why there's so much aspirin, ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome. we wonder why there's so many things in our environment, because we have xenotoxins in our water supply and our food supply now. We have demineralized soil, which we've destroyed the fixing mycobacteria in the soil for the plants to have rhizomes, pull in organic minerals. And then we add antitoxins, which I call e-antitoxins, where it's the environment and electricity, that actually block your mineral resonant control of DNA induction in your messenger RNA. And we wonder why the population is getting stupider, sterile, and having, like the United Nations wants, one sex and 63 genders. We wonder why we're getting so much disease, and actually the human lifespan in America is contracting. You'd think it should be expanding, really. All the people taking vitamins and getting all kinds of good health care. We spend twice the dollars of any other nation on Earth, but we have contracting lifespans, and I see more and more people that are younger, sicker. And almost all of our food is somehow contaminated. I mean, even
25-year-olds with coronary disease, right?
Yeah, in fact, I had one case. I was actually looking at an interview with something like 15, 18 years ago, looking at maybe working for a while with one of the big local companies that actually is one of these network companies. I'm not going to mention the name. And well, they had a call come into their call center, and I was at the call center, and it was a 25-year-old had typical symptoms when he called in. He was having a coronary. They said, just drive yourself into emergency. Well, he head-on crashed into a tree as he had a terminal heart attack and in mid-20s. So you think, well, if someone's having symptoms that they're having a heart attack, until proven otherwise, they're having a heart attack, okay? And we're seeing disease now that we... Go ahead, Dr. Betty.
I get so many calls from hospices when they say, you know, why are 30-year-old people being admitted with Alzheimer's?
Right.
And this is a constant thing of very, very young people. And in the beginning, of course, we didn't know. And then all of a sudden, there were more and more and more. And then we started asking, are you on aspartame? And as soon as we did, their memory began to come back. And their other problems began to disappear. And so it was just like Michael Fox, if you remember. His first statement on the air was, you know, how could I get an old man disease like Parkinson's at the age of 30? Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you know, you're dealing with damage to the mitochondria.
Yeah, but you know what I find, and I've interacted with a lot of doctors who don't have the absence of the shut-up gene. Probably even Dr. Elid realizes that I'm like a... unstoppable meteor heading toward Earth. The fact is, I don't have the shut-up gene. I mean, I remember when I was 3 years old driving adults crazy because I was a precocious kid. I took a reel-to-reel tape recorder and a Swiss watch apart at 4 and 5. I was building solid fuel rockets and high explosives through a toggle wall at 12, 13, 14. And I got into a scholarship to go to MIT in nuclear physics from grade 11. So I'm a little precocious. But the thing is, what I did right through medical school, I asked 98% of the questions of my class. I have the professors begging me not to ask questions that embarrass them. I'm thinking, I just want to know how you arrived at your conclusions, because when they arrange a multiple guess question, remember now, this is how they test us. We have to regurgitate. So what I've discovered is, I call it Maggie University, whether it's medical school, law school, or university, they don't want you to think about a problem and develop new hypotheses about what's going on. They want you to basically absorb and basically consume their intellectual defecation like a maggot. And they want you, they're a 10th level maggot, we're just 9th level until we graduate. And then they want us to defecate intellectually on a paper or a thesis, and then if it smells, tastes, and looks like their defecation, you pass. They don't care if it actually doesn't move the science of medicine forward. For example, I ask people simple questions, and I'll ask you this question, Dr. Elid. Does the heart pump blood back to itself?
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't. But if you ask people, how many cardiologists do you think I've talked to and they actually are stymied, that I even raise the issue? Now, also, the next question I ask is, does the heart pump all the blood away to the periphery, or is there something other than the heart pumping the blood to the periphery?
No, there's peristalsis, because arteries have a significant amount of muscle, and so you have to have that flow downstream.
You're a smart guy. You see, most doctors wouldn't say that. And so all the flow back from the heart to the right atrium is peristaltic flow back from the arteries, from the muscular layer. Now, if your mitochondria aren't functioning in your artery walls for one or another reason, for example, one of the first things that happens if you take a CoA-MG reductase inhibitor, it interferes with CoQ10. Guess what CoQ10 is? It's a spark that makes your arteries contract. Duh. Bad idea to give something that blocks CoQ10. And even knucklehead doctors know
Bill,
CoQ10 is important,
there's,
right?
There's another thing about the lipid panel that I wanted to ask your opinion about. Do you think that we are using an outdated lipid panel test? And could you comment on that a little bit?
Sure. I did work with Dr. Moskovitz.
The LDL?
I did work with Dr. Moskovitz, who was a biochemist and a cardiologist back in 1977 at the Vancouver General. And we ordered hundreds of lipid analyses at our lab at University of British Columbia on Eskimos, Northwest Territories, and Inuit. And I personally drew a lot of the bloods myself right in the Vancouver General. And what we found is they had cholesterols around 3,000 to 3,500. And they would actually separate like the old Buffy coat on milk, you know. When I was a kid in the 50s, we were funny kids. Back in the 50s, the milkman didn't just come and stick the milk to a little box on the outside of your kitchen. He actually came in your kitchen and put the milk in your fridge. Isn't that wild? Different world,
wow.
Hey? And I was a smart kid, so I get up early and I go to the milk of the fridge and I'd pour off the cream. Boy, it was good. Because it didn't have homogenization back then. They also didn't add Rimso 50 to the milk that attaches to the gliadin fraction to the various milk proteins to make them immunogenic. So if you've got a kid who's having immune reactions and bloody diarrhea, just give them mother milk from a cow that's not been put through pasteurization or exposed to Rimso 50 in the cleaning machines. And guess what? They don't get diarrhea. Okay? So when we did our analysis, I've been doing for decades now, lipid analysis and electrophoresis. I work with a Harvard cardiologist. I had the only laser viscometer west of Harvard, and I work with him. And we would measure your systolic and diastolic viscosity of your blood. It was 5,000 data points in 5 minutes measuring your blood. So I had subspecialists referring patients to me because I wanted to find out why my father had a heart attack at ideal weight at 67. Of course, it's because of all the toxins he was exposed to because his parents lived in their late 80s and much of the family lived in their 90s. So my grandfather, by the way, was a boilermaker. So we got exposed to toxins. We still lived in his late 80s, okay? 87, I think. What people need to understand is we're setting the deck against ourselves. And the lipid panel put out by the Framingham study is idiotic. Never chase cholesterol. You want to lower triglycerides? We've got Neovasc. It'll lower your triglycerides. Basically, your liver is making excess because of excess insulin. And glucagon. Glucagon is going to be the primary thing converting protein through the one carbon pathway back to sugar. So hyperinsulinemia is bad. So some diabetic drugs we give it actually increase insulin. Insulin is a good guy to lower your blood. You know, you make your muscles absorb sugar because basically diabetes is a skeletal muscle resistance syndrome. Now, your body keeps on putting out more and more insulin to make sure you're not hypoglycemic, but your insulin level is hyperinsulinemic. So if you measure someone pre-diabetic and they don't have an elevated hemoglobin A1C, but they're elevated, we measured insulin glucose tolerance test on many, many hundreds of people. We just spent millions of dollars, me and Dr. Otto Hewen, head of pathology at the University of Calgary. And I didn't get a kudo and a slap on the back. I got, oh my God, Dr. Deacon, we're going to pull your damn license for doing this. That's what I got from Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute. And I went to Edmonton and nearly died in a blizzard, okay? So Dr. Deagle has attitude now. People want to make me have attitude, I got attitude. And I'm like a guy from the World Federation Wrestling. I'm going to tear my shirt, I'm going to look at you, and we're going to fight to the death, whether it's in court or out of court. And that's what I see happening in the medical system. Doctors need to get a backbone. I'm Mr. Backbone Transplant Man. I'm going to give you titanium intellectual backbone so you actually start realizing at the end of your life, whether it's your own personal health or your family health, if you continue doing medicine the way we do, you're not going to lengthen the human lifespan. You're going to see it contract. Toxic electropollution, toxic food, toxic polypharmacy. I mean, the average person my age, 67 and a half, is on a dozen drugs. Dang, that's not good, is it?
I also like to liken this to thinking about the vast span of human existence, like how many thousands, millions of years maybe that we've been around. And then you think about for the fraction of that time that you know, modern pharmacology has been around, and just try and get people to wrap their brains around that. Does it make sense that in a fraction of a centimeter or like the fraction of a millimeter in a vast expanse of like of miles and miles of human existence, should we be on this many artificial drugs that our genome has never seen, never seen?
Exactly. Revelation 9 basically says, and they would not repent of pharmakia. Ah, that sounds like pharmacy. Exactly. That's called Greek for pharmacy. Yeah.
That's so, in Revelation.
Yeah, Revelation 9. Amazing, hey? So John the Revelator had Revelation 9 says, they would not repent of going to the pharmacy. Ah, that's why I shortened their life, made them down and sterilized them. They kept on not repenting.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. We have Dr. Betty Martini. Dr. Betty, you're an amazing lady. You've covered a lot of stuff. What I'm doing is I want to get you guys, like Special Forces, armed with the technology and strategy. I'm a strategist. The first thing, as I tell people, we want to wipe out toxic sweeteners and also things that are toxic, like in our food. Demineralized food that's increased in inflammatory fatty acids. For example, when you take free-range cattle in the last month or so to fatten them up, you give them grains, you're going to increase the arachidonic acid that's pro-inflammatory. Yeah, we've had Dr. Barry Sears in the program, and I do basically lipid electrophoresis to look at the lipid fractions, both anti-inflammatory and pro-inflammatory at Meridian Valley Labs. And people say, why do you do that, Eagle? I said, I've been doing it with, for example, for years, at Antibody Assay Reference Labs in Los Angeles for decades, and now at Meridian Valley Labs. And I can tell you exactly why you're going to get a heart attack. I can measure your full vitamin K2 levels and why you're calcifying your artery walls. I can measure your homocysteine after an L-methionine challenge because homocysteine burns the hell out of your arteries and your brain cells. And people say, well, how do you know all this stuff, Diggle? I said, it's called curiosity. You know, they used to say curiosity killed the cat. Actually, curiosity takes the cat and turns it into a lion, mountain lion. I'm a mountain lion intellectually. I'm not going to miss the passive. And I've been at this so long now, I don't take captives. If someone thinks they're going to argue with Dr. Deagle, if they want evidence and information, I'll provide it. And if I don't have an answer, I'll say I don't have an answer, but I'll research it and break the problem down to its constituent parts. But what I find is people get intellectually lazy, and they want a pat answer because they want to move on to the next patient or the next issue or get paid by the insurance carrier. And they don't want to tick off the regulatory agencies, or it's usually populated by numbskulls. The state licensing authorities anywhere I've dealt with are the lowest, we call intellectual scum of the barrel. They don't know anything, and they actually want to regulate other people that actually further promulgates the problem. And this is a big issue. That's why I want to hear both people like Republicans, like Donald Trump wants to fix healthcare, and the Democrats. We got to see what is healthcare is. I mean, what I see we have right now is what I call Obamacare or embalming care, and aspartame is one of those embalming agents. So, I mean, what better thing to embalm you than a diet drink, right? Go ahead, Debbie, Betty.
There's another thing. I'm not going to read this whole thing. You only have just a few minutes left.
Right.
But everybody wants to know about the MS condition because it usually goes away so quickly.
Right.
Once they get it. So I just want to read the first paragraph of something that I asked Dr. Russell Blaylock to write because people were constantly asking. You know, I had two doctors diagnose me with MS, and then all of a sudden I got off aspartame and disappeared. And here's what he said. He said, recently, much controversy has surrounded a claim that aspartame may produce an MS-like syndrome. A current review of recent peer-reviewed scientific studies have disclosed a pathophysiological mechanism to explain this connection. As far back as 1996, it was shown that the lesions produced in the myelin sheath of axons and the cases of multiple sclerosis were related to excitatory receptors on the primary cells involved, called Oglia dendrogyra. Recent studies have now confirmed what was suspected back then. The loss of myelin sheath on the neurofibers characteristic of the disease are due to the death of these oligodendrocyte cells.
Oligodendrocytes, yeah, exactly.
At the site of the lesions
right.
Called plaques. And further, these studies have shown that the death of these important cells is as a result of excessive exposure to excitotoxins at the site of the lesions. And you know that Dr. Blaylock wrote the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills.
Exactly.
And Dr. Oney founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity. So
right.
It just all came together, and all of a sudden it was known why so many people were getting, MS, and how quickly it has gone away in so many cases.
Right.
As soon as they got it.
You only need four layers of myelin to get restored saltatory conduction. You might have 20 to 30, but you only need four to restore saltatory nerve conduction. So you're absolutely correct. But the problem is that the blood-brain barrier is attacked. The areas of the hippocampus and the memory areas are attacked. The excitotoxins aggravate areas that regulate your hormonal output from your hippocampus and your pineal gland. And as a result, you get polyhormone imbalance, including somatopause, which is basically growth hormone deficiency, disturbed thyroid control through your hippocampus and your subthalamic nuclei, and the production of TRH, which is thyroid retropin releasing hormone. You get disturbances in normal cycling pattern of sleep and reactivation of the reticular activating system, so a lot of people have insomnia, either initiation or broken sleep. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and it's not just aspartame. It's, you know, it's like toxic excitotoxins, for example, like MSG. I'm extremely MSG sensitive. I went to a restaurant not that long ago, and every time I go there, I just can't sleep. And they say, oh, no, we don't have it. They have another name for it. It's textured vegetable protein additive or something. They got 30 names for MSG, right?
Well, now they have disodium guanylate, right? Isn't that the new MSG, potentially?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, so many people want to know that, you know, that if you really want to be helped, if you're listening to this program and you've got MS and you're on aspartame, try the 60-day no aspartame.
Right.
Just watch so many symptom after symptom after symptom disappear. And then begin to help other people, because that's the only way that we're going to get this done, because millions of people got off during the Nancy Markle thing because there were so many people that tried it. And some offices, some people had as many as six or seven people with MS. It was the most incredible thing you've ever seen, to see these many people who had it. And then you would just take the FDA list, which is on our website, of 92 symptoms. And as one pilot told me on a plane, as I was coming back from Costa Rica, I says, you know, June is Save a Pilot's Month. You're my pilot. So I'm afraid you're going to have to take all this home with you.
Well, by the way, I was a civil aviation examiner for decades. And when I took care of pilots for flying international flights, and also the Air Force Academy, which is a top gun in Colorado, what I discovered was people are drinking aspartame a lot, these pilots or their co-pilots. They were having, at low pressures in the air cabin, they were actually having seizures. Comment on that.
Oh, yes. The thing of it is that it's so well known that aspartame is a seizure-triggering drug. But incidentally, in this particular case, when I got off the plane, he says, I want you to know I got half the problems on this FDA list, and I have written you a letter to warn other pilots, so that if you go to our website and look under aspartame pilot list, you will see Dr. Blaylock's article on why they drop dead on planes. And
they can get cardiac arrhythmias, too. They can actually develop cardiac arrhythmias and sudden cardiac arrest, too.
Yes, he's written an article, incidentally, on sudden cardiac death. And if you just go also on athlete death, because let's see, what was her name? Slow Joe, or she was the lady that was always, she was a runner, and she was always drinking diet soda, and she just dropped dead as she was running.
Uh-huh.
And you see, so finally, Dr. Blaylock said, well, I'll just write an athlete alert, because they're just going to have to learn. And that's why you see little six-year-old children running around the gym, dropping dead. Then there's so many different things, and seizures of all things. First of all three components cause seizures. And the when they did the pivotal studies, when they handed those in, one of them was a study that was a year long, and with seven infant monkeys, and five had grand mal seizures, and one died.
Right.
That was their pivotal
study. But you
know,
that's the problem
is they had.
Dr. Betty, you know? The problem is people can have seizures in non-motor areas of their brain, whether it's in the hippocampus or the limbic system or the hormone control systems. And non-motor seizures aren't picked up the same. You don't have necessarily an absence spell. You kind of freeze. Or a motor seizure where you're biting your tongue. Non-motor seizures are sneakier, aren't they? And people don't realize these non-motor seizures in other parts of the brain occur and they cause other behavioral and hormonal effects, right? Including things like brain cancer, because brain cancer rates are much higher in people who drink aspartame and Splenda and Advantame and all these other toxic sweeteners.
Well, you know, I was telling you the other day, a doctor gave me something. It was also used for seizures, and they started putting aspartame in drugs that are treated for seizures in the drug.
Oh, yes.
Is that ever
like
evil?
Sprinkles, what? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, all I did was take one pill and had a slight seizure.
Well, what do you think, and Dr. Ely? You're a young doctor. When you hear this from Dr. Betty, that they actually gave her an anti-seizure drug that actually has seizure-promoting components to it. Isn't that gross?
That's another really complicating part of our problem if our goal is to get this removed from the market, because, I mean, our healthcare system, our pharmacopoeia is inundated with this, you know, like bowel prep medications.
Right.
I think citrate of magnesia also has aspartame in it. I think a lot of the barium preparations also have it in there. And I mean,
Similar
we got to get
are
people aware
with...
so that they refuse it, so that healthcare
the
system will be
the,
forced to
the,
not
the medical,
stock those things.
The medical doctors, the drug companies, and the insurance carriers should be aware, but they're not. And medical doctors should be the whistleblowers, right?
Look how sick that I got when I complained to the hospital that they were giving me aspartame that I found it on the Internet, and I had given them a list, and then they said, you know, give me a few minutes. And when the doctor came back, he says, I am so sorry, but don't you ever take any generic gastrointestinal drugs again, because it's in all of them.
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, generics and additives. There is detergents and there's antiseptics in some of the generic drugs. That was a case I had when I was a medical student. There was somebody with unexplained diarrhea, and they were on two different brands of just two blood pressure medications. And they had the full GI workup. They had biopsies. They had colonoscopy, EGD, everything. Everything's negative, still has liquid diarrhea. But then we looked back, and I started to get paranoid. Okay, I'm the medical student, and I have to figure it out. So I asked them, did you change medication brands recently? They said, oh, yeah. I was on two different brands, and I switched to one brand. And, you know, I never got to follow up to see if it made her better. But, you know, I remember the attending GI doctor at that time, he was so stumped, and I told him I found that. He's like, you know, that might be it. So,
well,
you
got to
be a detective, right?
I figured that out for you the other day when I had it, and I was talking to Bill at the time, and I was looking it up on the Internet because I was getting a worse case, and I went to the store. I asked them, was aspartame in it? They said no, and then I looked it up on the Internet, and it said it may not say it on the label, but it's in it. So these generic anti against the problem was there all along, but I think what's happening now is they're just not labeling, because an article on the internet
let me make this comment because we're going to close off. We need to have proselytic action by people out there listening to help Dr. Betty and Dr. Ely and myself and others. We had thousands of people filing legal actions against the bottlers, the medicine companies, the medical insurance carriers, and the medical schools. It would stop this very quickly, but it's not. And that's the only way this is going to be stopped, is whistleblowers take action, legal action, to force them through proceed litigants. Get the course, How to Win in Court, at the bottom of our list of Shop 5 products. Get the course, follow through on it. If you need my help, call me. Take care.